It is 6 o'clock, so we'll get started, even though Ms. Biddle is not quite in here yet, but that's standard procedure. She'll be with us momentarily. Thank you all for coming out tonight. We do have a pretty full agenda, and we're here to hear about the septic ordinance and hear your comments and take input on that. Just in advance, I just want to say that everybody gets a chance to speak, but we're limited. Got to limit people to 2 minutes, please. And if you represent a group that all have the same opinion on something, if you could have one spokesperson express that opinion rather than repeating the same thing over and over again, would be helpful so we're not here all night. I am asking that everyone remain civil and we respect each other and our opinions, whether we agree with them or not. And so if you would, let's all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance and remain standing for the invocation.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to meet here this evening, for the beautiful day you gave us today. We pray that you'd be with us and give us wisdom, and that you'd watch over us. We all might treat each other with respect, and even if we have differing opinions, let's all act civilly and as you'd have us to, Father. We just now ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, are there any additions or changes to the agenda?
Can I offer a suggested change? Let's get the rest of our business done and then do the septic ordinance at the end.
Okay.
Hello.
Just so we can, so Mike and whoever, if they don't want to stay.
Yeah. Okay. Shouldn't delay us too long there.
No, it won't. We can get that stuff taken care of pretty quickly.
Have okay. Have you both had a chance to look at the minutes and claims?
I have.
I entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the claims.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. I have a second motion and a second to approve the claims as presented. All in favor, raise your right hand and say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Minutes. Okay.
Second the motion.
Motion second to approve the minutes as presented. All in favor, raise your right hand, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. We have a proclamation.
We have a proclamation for, is Pam here? Yeah, okay, you're here. Can I go down there?
Absolutely.
This is the League of Women Voters. Come on, you two. Okay, so most of you know, I think, that the 19th Amendment of the United States Constitution was ratified in the year 1920, which is the amendment that gave women the right to vote. So at that time, they also established the League of Women Voters. So we have a proclamation for our local league and for the work that they do. So whereas the women's suffrage movement was organized in 1848 at the Seneca Falls Convention in New York State, and over the next 72 years, many women dedicated their lives to the cause. And whereas on June 4th, 1919, the assembled Congress of the United States of America passed the 19th Amendment to the Constitution, prohibiting states and federal government from denying the right to vote to citizens of the United States on the basis of sex, and submitted it to the states for ratification. Whereas the 19th Amendment to the Constitution was ratified by the last of the necessary 36 states on August 18, 1920, and was officially adopted on August 26th in that year. And whereas the National League of Women Voters was organized on February the 14th, 1920, to educate and engage these newly enfranchised women. And whereas in the past 100 years, through the actions of and with the support of the League of Women Voters, women have made significant contributions to government and to the real life issues affected by government. Whereas the League of Women Voters has promoted participation by informed citizens at all levels of government and has helped shape public policy. Whereas the League of Women Voters of Brown County impacts local as well as national issues, now therefore be it proclaimed by the Board of Commissioners of Brown County, Indiana, salutes the League of Women Voters on their 100th anniversary as a league and the League of Women Voters of Brown County on their 47th anniversary. And
yes, thank you for all the work you do and for sponsoring, I think, some upcoming debates for all the candidates running for office this year. We look forward to that, and thank you. Thank you. Okay, okay. Next on the agenda
is the Southern Brown County Volunteer Fire Department.
Okay.
And we want to have them, yes, come up here. So the reason they're here is Doug Payne came to my office last week and was telling me all these wonderful things that were happening down there. And I said, you know, I said, why don't you bring some people and just kind of give us an annual update of what has happened since you've taken over that fire department down there, and some really great, exciting things are happening, lots of community engagement. But we don't want to tie up these guys all night long so that they can be free to answer calls. So we're going to take care of them right here first on the agenda if we can. Evan, go right ahead. Introduce yourself, and everybody from the department, please stand.
That's impressive. That's impressive. You got a crowd.
We do. I guess I'll start from where we started.
Make sure that's turned on.
Make sure that's turned on.
Make sure your microphone.
Yeah, make sure your microphone's turned on. No, it's not. Push the button. There you go.
Should be green.
Hello.
There we go.
Okay. You figure 15 years in the Army, I'd have a little bit more manly voice than I do, but.
There you go.
All right. So good evening, everyone. My name is Evan Johnson. I'm the chief of Southern Brown Volunteer Fire Department, and I love that job. It's a terrific job. Where we started in mid-2017. We were having meetings in Doug's house, Doug Payne's house, Vicky's house, Stephen Vicky's house. We were having trainings in cornfields, wherever we could get. We were storing trucks, the two that we had, in barns and anywhere we could fit a truck in. And from there, we've gone to our new beautiful station that's been around for a little while, but it's new to us for a few years now. We've advanced the station. We started with about 13 people. We average now currently about 6 to 10 per run, which is almost the size of some departments in the counties, unfortunately for them. It's unbelievable. It's gotten to the point where I've had to have meetings about parking issues on the scene. That's a luxury.
That's a good problem.
That's a great problem. That's a luxury no one else has, unfortunately, in this county. So, you know, I have to worry about it because I have to get the ambulances in. I have to get fire trucks in if it's a fire scene. But that's the care, the level of care that these people have for their community down there. Like I said, we started with 13. We now have 24 full-time volunteer or full-fledged firefighters. With 9 probationary firefighters, it takes us up to 33 firefighters. Community relations-wise, our biggest piece of our community is Van Buren Elementary School. We never miss an event. We always help tear down or set up, tear down. We usually end up serving food. At the end of the year, we usually end up dousing all the kids with the fire trucks, and they won their last end of summer blast. We have a fantastic relationship. The principal down there is unbelievable. If you get a chance, send your kids to Van Buren Elementary School. We also try and attend as many of the fire drills as we can. We've probably been to, over the last year, probably 3 or 4. So, and we're trying to work with Mr. Steele to get it to where we can run kind of our own drill with them, to where we actually do something and the kids get to see us, and then we work with Mr. Steele and the staff at Van Buren Elementary to, you know, we're trying to plan not to fail, I guess, is what if something actually happens. So great community relationships with our school. Our township trustee and our fire board, we have an unbelievable relationship with them. At times, Doug and I feel terrible because everything we do, we always think of the taxpayer. And they're like, just buy the radios. You know, we don't want to just blow money. We don't feel like we want to blow money. But it takes us forever to ask for money because we think about the taxpayer every time we do something. So they force us to spend our money that we have. They're like, we've got the money. Just spend it. You got people that need things. So it's unbelievable. We have a great relationship with our board and our trustee. It's terrific down there. About the department, like I said, we've got 33 firefighters. We've got 3 tanker trucks, 1 squad rescue truck, 2 engines, and 2 brush trucks. And then we just potentially will add another truck to our board. 2 of those trucks are owned by firefighters. So they respond from their house with their own fire truck. We didn't put, the department didn't put any money into those trucks, anything. So of all those trucks, they all are under $250,000. That's, they're older trucks, but we service them in-house with Ben Miller, and he cuts us an unbelievable deal on our service. So we spend half of what we had spent on a truck service elsewhere. So we've saved the taxpayer a ton of money that way. Like I said, we always think of the taxpayer. So we also added a wood boiler to our fire department, which saves us roughly $8,000 on a gas bill every year. We get together twice a year and split or saw and split firewood. Just the department does it. It takes us 2 days, you know, twice a year to get a ton of firewood split and ready. And then as guys go by the station, they pull in, they check the stove, they load it up, or they let it roll, and we move on. So we take care of our station all the time. We also have poured our own concrete a few times because we need to be in compliance so we could have it as a voting center. So we got all the fire department or the fire guys together, and we poured our own concrete because there's such a level of skill. These guys can do just about anything. We've ran our own air lines so we can keep the air brakes full on the trucks. We did that. We ran extra electrical. We did that so we could keep the trucks warmed up and always ready to go. Let me see here. It's taken a lot of work from community, the people that are out here, the 33 firefighters, our board, our trustee, to get to where we've gotten. So with all those trucks, we only have 4 bays. I need another bay, a large bay, to put 2 trucks in. That's why I'm coming to you guys. You guys own the station, and I need to clear any major projects through you. So we need to get a bay put on so I can put a tanker truck and our new brush truck in there.
And you are paying for this, correct?
Our CUME fund is what we'd like to pay it with. But I mean, you know, this is the sensing session tonight. I need to get permission to go forward to start moving this whole process forward. We did get 1 truck from Thorn Creek Fire in Northern Indiana and Columbia City for that cost us $1. It's an unbelievable deal. Right. Our trustee Vicki Payne happened to run into somebody, told the fire department our story, and they said, "You guys want a truck? We'll give you one." Cost us $1. So 3,000 gallon tanker. So when we roll, so that's another thing. If we can get this building and get these tankers in there, we can roll out of our doors with 10,000 gallons. That's not just 10,000 gallons to Van Buren Township. That's 10,000 gallons to Nashville. That's 10,000 gallons to Hamblin Township if they need it. We're an asset to the entire community of Brown County, not just Van Buren Township, because of mutual aid agreements that we have. So we become a much bigger asset for the community as a whole, because we've done how many fires, Doug, with Nashville?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and two of them were active fires that we hauled water for them on in our old tanker. But that was before we got our new tanker, and then our new one that will be on service May timeframe, which holds 4,300 gallons of water. It'll be one of the biggest tankers in the state of Indiana. So it's a big project. You guys have to approve it. You own the building.
Well, let me tell you, if I can jump in here a little bit, about Van Buren Township Fire Department. I used to live in Van Buren Township down on Souziers Road. You know where that's at?
Yes, sir.
And I remember when we struggled, Ben, Doug, Steve Payne, Vicky. It was a struggle. You didn't have like a man without a home. So I remember those days. My colleagues here have become commissioners since your new building. That's a wonderful building, and I was just so happy. Van Buren Township needed that building, I mean, as much as anybody in the county could have possibly needed something. You've got it, you're working with it, you're doing good things, and I know in about a minute here that Mrs. Biddle is going to make a recommendation here, or a motion, to do something about that. I know she will. I just know she will. Are we good, Diane?
We're good. We're good.
Good.
Mr. Chairman, would you like a motion?
Yeah, but before we do
a
that,
recommendation.
I just want to say thank you to all of you. It's amazing the turnaround in what's happened in Van Buren Township over the last few years.
That really is.
We were just about out of any kind of a fire department down there. Not too long ago, and I'm glad to see that you all are working together, and you've accumulated a very sizable group of great volunteers here. Probably you're probably the biggest manpower in the county now. Mm-hmm. That's an amazing turnaround, and thank you to you all. Absolutely, we appreciate what you do, and I would entertain a motion from Ms. Biddle.
More of a suggestion.
A suggestion.
Or a recommendation.
Okay.
So since we're not really giving, we don't really have anything to approve in front of us. So why don't we look at you guys giving us a scope of what you want to do with the building? Mm-hmm. It has to be done on the north end of the building because of the floodplain. I did check, and the north end is fine.
Yeah, because it was originally drawn with that bay on there.
With the bay on there.
Roger.
So why don't you get some bids, some drawings, and then we'll sit down and figure out how to pay for it.
Okay.
I think between all of us, I think we can figure it out.
We've also we also have a contractor that works for us as well on this department that has already landed us a couple grants. We pay her. She does it, and she's phenomenal. Shannon Ayers back there. She's unbelievable for us. So we're looking into the grant side as well, trying to pay for it out of the grant as opposed to...
That would be the most expedient thing.
I would.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what Jackson County REMC has in the way of grants. I know South Central Indiana REMC has Roundup grants. So certainly you could check with the Community Foundation. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Have your grant person get in touch with me, and I'll give her some a list of names and places to go.
All right.
Guys, this is just one of the good stories of Brown County that's happened in Brown County. It really is. It's progressing. Thanks to Steve, you and Vic. Did good. Ben Phillips, good job. Doug, good job. And many of the others here, too. You.
Thank you.
it's a success story. It's a really a good one.
Sure is.
I think we are totally in unanimous agreement that we want you to go forward with this. The only question mark is, of course, finding the money.
Yep. We just wanted to start this process of at least just being approved to go ahead and add on, and then we've got plans and works. Mr. Ben Phillips has already talked to an architect, and we've gotten a rough estimate of about what it's going to cost. So, but it's rough. So,
okay.
We want to nail it down, and then we'll bring you something more involved and accurate.
Sounds good.
When you've got something, give me a call, and we'll set up a time.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, kind sir. All the Van Buren people, thanks a lot. You guys are doing good work. You really are.
Next on the agenda,
is the clerk here?
Do we have someone from the election?
I just got a text message for her. I thought maybe she meant to be on the agenda, but maybe not.
You guys don't all have to run out. You can hang out here.
Go answer those calls and protect us, yes. No.
Do we have anyone from the clerk's office or the election board here that has anything for us?
No. Maybe not. Maybe they'll come in later. I don't know.
Okay. In that case, then I guess we will
go down to highway.
Go to highway. Okay. Mike?
Thank you. Kind of hard to follow that up. the only one item was on the speed limits that we really need to take any action on tonight. The other ones are just kind of continual project updates. So I talked a little bit at the last meeting about the road and bridge grant, the community crossing grant. Those were due on Friday, the day after our last meeting, 2 days after our last meeting. So they did have some last minute changes that I went in and made on Thursday, which were kind of a flip-flop of some of the instructions we were given early on, just some details, like on our financial commitment. They gave us a sample letter that said, keep it very simple and don't put any details. So when I did that, then they sent it back and said, you didn't put in enough details. So went back and did it the way I did it the last time, and it was successful. And so that's all turned in. They have not released yet. The state has not released how many applications were submitted. Rumors were they were a little bit lower in number this time around, but the dollar amounts may be higher. So we're still hoping to be very successful for the full million. So we're targeting three segments that I mentioned the last time, about 11 miles, and then that will, depending on how that goes, and hopefully we'll have notice by end of March, early April, on the success of that grant, and then that will depend on what we go ahead and do bidding out on the local projects. And I've already talked with E&B and Milestone, have both already called, kind of feeling us out for what we're going to do this year. So they're both eager to bid. So that should help us with our paving program this summer. So that's all good. Winter ops, we just had one small event since the last meeting, and so we're kind of restocking materials from that. We did respond to last Thursday night late. They had a fire, unfortunately, up on the end of a road where they had ice in the road, so we went up and spent most of the night and kept the road sanded for them so they could get in and out on the hill on the ice. And then we've moved forward on purchasing our long arm mower. That's in the process. And then the only other item I had was what we had discussed at the last meeting on the proposed speed limit change for West Robertson Road. So you have that ordinance in front of you. So with your approval, then we can move forward on that.
Okay.
I think we can do this in one reading because the if you increase fees or add fees, it has to be done in two. But the fines or the violation that are set forth in state statute for exceeding the speed limit, that doesn't change. That is a set determined value. So we're not setting the fee, we're not setting the thing. So I think we can do this in one reading, and we had discussed it, and I haven't heard anything back that says that we can't. So I would make a motion to approve on first reading an ordinance for the West Robertson Road speed limit. The Reader's Digest version is from State Road 135 North to Richardson Drive, east and westbound. The speed limit shall be 30 miles per hour maximum at all times unless weather and or other conditions necessitate a lower maximum speed.
Okay. Legal, does that sound like we can do this on one reading? Okay, I believe that's what we've determined.
I have an issue with the whole doggone thing. I really do. The whole blasted thing. And I know that the two of you do as well. We're going to make that a change in the speed limit. And nobody will ever get a ticket. Our sheriff's department or state police or nobody will ever give a ticket for speeding on Robertson Road, West Robertson Road. It's just paperwork. Second the motion, although I have an issue with it. I second the motion. I know it. I know you.
It's just the cop side of you. That's it.
I know right? it. I know it. Yes, sir.
Yep.
And I surely understand that. I do. That could be.
And the reason that we're doing this is we did get a petition from the people that live on that road to lower the speed limit. So that was the request.
Yeah, it meets all the limited sight distance.
It meets the limited sight distances, yes.
I think I told you, though. So I got a hold of me when I was at the sheriff's department and said, speeding on, what's the road up here? Coffee Hill Road. That's a short road. And so okay, we'll have a look at it. And I sent a deputy up there to run a radar. Stopped three cars. All of them had complained to me about those damn speeders. Go figure. All right.
All right.
Do as I say, not as I do.
Uh-huh. All right, got a motion and a second.
Yeah, I think I have to agree with you. I mean, it's probably just some legal paperwork here. There's not a real good place up there to try to run radar, catch speeders. Not sure that the sheriff's department has a lot of time to spend on a dead-end road like that. But we have a request to lower it. I don't think it's probably not going to hurt anything to do this. Although Ron makes a good point. But it has been requested that we do this, and there was a petition signed by several people that live on the road. So we have a motion, and we have a second?
No.
Okay. Any discussion from the audience? Comments in favor or against?
I just wondered if that has to be advertised.
We do have to advertise it, Ron.
Before we post it.
So I think once we approve it, then it gets advertised for 2 weeks. And
Mr. Fleetwood brought up a good point. You know, I mean, there's an accident or something, or it might cause somebody to back off their speed a little bit just to keep from becoming involved in an accident. That's a good point, and I accept that.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. Any other discussion, comments, favor, against? Hearing none, all in favor, raise your right hand, say aye.
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 Thank you, Mr. Fleetwood. Appreciate your input.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to suspend the rules.
Okay.
Second it.
I have a motion and a second to suspend the rules. All in favor, raise your right hand, say aye.
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 I'll make a motion to approve on second reading the West Robertson Road speed limit ordinance.
I have a motion.
As a second?
Okay. Motion and second. Approve this on second reading. Any discussion? Or against? Hearing none. All in favor, raise your right hand, say aye.
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 So this will be posted 2 weeks after the necessary publications.
Okay, that's all I had.
You know, sometimes I get a little nervous. I'm afraid Diana's going to lead me astray here on one of these things. I'm just kidding you. Just kidding.
I would never lead you astray. If I did, you would never know.
Come up to Mike, if you would, Ron, so we'll get you on the recording here.
This just needs to go back over to Julian
Fleetwood.
Yes. Is it on? Should be.
I think
it
is, yeah.
Okay. I had a question for Mike about Bob Allen Road, that culvert. I went down and looked at that, and it looks to me like you plan to remove that structure and turn it into a creek crossing.
No.
Okay. So you have a plan to put a culvert in place of it? Okay, great. Thank you.
And I suspect we have to order that. And
yeah. And also Mount Nebo, the bridge that was removed there last year.
That's going to stay a little crossing for now.
So it's not going to have the bridge replaced?
No, it was just a small structure, wasn't a bridge.
Well, it to everyone that lived there, it looked like a bridge. So, okay.
Where is it?
On Mount Nebo.
Is that the one we looked at, Ron? It was a really steep.
Yeah, and you have to consider emergency services, because during a time when we have a lot of rain, emergency services are going to have to go a long way around it.
It's been upgraded. It's not driving through the creek anymore. It's got culverts in the slab.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's not going to be a bridge style structure.
Okay. Yeah, when I saw it, I don't know, a year ago or so, it was a very, very steep. You'd almost bottom out with a car trying to go through there. Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay, I got one more thing.
Yep.
So we had our meeting with the judge over the remodeling at the courtroom and the offices. And this is what we're looking at. She's got the money for the grant will take care of this space, which is the old jury room.
Jury room, okay.
And then will take care of this space, which is the new jury room, the law library. Then this will be turned into a new restroom in the jury room area. It has to be handicap accessible. The biggest expense here, as you might know, is that all the bathrooms are down here.
It's what? Say that
all again. The bathrooms are down here, downstairs on the lower level.
Right.
So the...
No plumbing down there.
The major cost is the waste pipe. There's some water here because downstairs in the... I think in the probation office, I think there's a sink or something down there. But that's the cost. And then...
Were they able to get enough room
yes,
there to make
that
handicap
60,
accessible?
That is 60 inches, and it is wall-to-wall.
Okay.
What they're going to do is they're going to pull this interior wall, and they're going to actually kind of move it back a little bit.
Okay.
I don't think they can do anything here, because I think that might be brick underneath there. And then we talked about the secure entry... And this is like a cross-section view of what the ramp would look like.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And the total cost of this?
Andy's supposed to be sending me the bids. This section is on us because that's what we requested. The judge's grant should pay for all of this, and then downstairs... In the probation office, these gates and secure entries. So I'm guessing, I don't have the bids yet, but I'm guessing that she's got her $30,000 grant. I would say probably we're looking at something close to matching that or a little bit more.
To do this
and to do the clerk's office secure entry, we may have to pick up if they have any overage on this bathroom. But I looked at our capital improvement plan, and we already have $9,300 that is still in the capital asset loan, capital asset plan, that was already dedicated to the courthouse for the security upgrades, and these are obviously security upgrades. So we already have a little over $9,000 there, and what I would propose is deferring the siding on the Senior Citizens Center, the Sycamore Valley, which we had, I had just a little under $44,000 earmarked for that. It won't cost that much. So
that for the siding?
That was for the siding.
Yeah, okay.
And we were doing the deck and the porch and some other stuff. I think we can defer that, use what we need to use out of this for the courthouse. And I think we may still have enough money left in there to do the siding at the Senior Citizens Center. It's not going to eat up all of that. And if we do the siding and we can't do the deck, then we'll just won't do the deck. So, and then I've still got money in there for the coroner's office. We've still got $65,000 set aside to come up with something for the coroner's office, and you were talking to someone that might be able to offer us a better solution.
Right.
So you continue that discussion, and then all I need to be able to tell the judge is that it's okay to get started. Because remember, the caveat on her $30,000 grant is this all has to be done by the end of December, the end of the year.
Keep in mind for you folks out here, this is not going to replace us having a justice center at some point in the future, but it's going to delay it quite a bit, actually. Mm-hmm. So we're not going to be building a justice center
immediately
right now. Darren, that okay with you?
Yeah. Darren's good. So anyway, this will, I mean, essentially we're still just putting Band-Aids on things that...
Exactly.
It will allow for a much less crowded jury room. Anybody who's ever served on a jury? I have. It was like sardines in a can in the old room. So they did get rid of the big chairs, and they did get different chairs, which that helped.
Kind of claustrophobic in those high back chairs.
Yeah, it was. So... I will talk with the Historical Society to see if there's anything in the law library that they want. There are some really old law books, which they might want, but the rest is available, you know, online and through different other electronic means. So it's not like we don't buy a set of law books every year. We just don't do that anymore.
I'm sure a lot of those books in there probably be disposed of.
We'll work with the recycle center and see if we can't dispose of them, you know, so that it's a little...
Not much on the internet these days.
Impact to the...
Yeah. Even some things you don't want.
So if this is okay with the two of you, it really does not change... It really changes nothing in terms of the exterior of the building. Indiana Landmarks is fine with whatever we want to do, you know. But this is going to give us the ramp. I've talked with Rick and Andy about some types of surveillance type security for the ramp and the door and the entry into this office. This will be another platform. So remember, we built that platform here, so we'll build it over there.
Move the bailiff over there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, but I just need... I just need...
What do you think, Dave?
Okey-dokey.
Does that work for you?
Works for me. Okay. It's gonna defer. It's gonna put things off.
We've been been faced with having to make some security upgrades at the courthouse, basically mandated. We knew this was coming, and we had some money available for it, and we got the judge got a grant, which helped a lot. And
I think it'll be, I'm hoping it will be like a 50-50 match.
Right.
If we can get it done for that.
Okay.
I will keep you posted.
Keep us posted.
Can I get, like, just a motion to proceed, maybe?
Okay.
Dave? That would put us, at least put us on record that, and since I've been helping them navigate this, I would rather not make the motion.
Okay. Would you like to make a motion to proceed with this project?
I will.
Okay.
I'll make a motion that we proceed with the project on the
courthouse.
Renovation, somewhat renovation of the county courthouse.
Okay, I have a motion. Do I hear a second?
You can second it.
I'll second it then. Any discussion or questions about what we're doing here with the courthouse? Yes. Okay, somebody got to the microphone before you raised your hand.
Heaven.
Go ahead, Sherry.
Thank you. Sherry Mitchell, I just want to clarify.
Yes.
So you're taking it out of the capital improvement loan. It should be about $30,000. You already had $10,000 or approximately slotted out for them, so it'll be another $20,000, which you're going to be taking from the siding off of the senior center. Is that all correct?
That pretty much. And as soon as I get the actual numbers and bids, then we'll be able to solidify all that.
Do we have any revenue left in that account that you do not have allotted?
Everything is in a spot.
Thank you.
Okay, Kevin?
Kevin Fleming, I just wanted to ask if you're going to make public the materials and the documents that you just looked at amongst yourselves and based your vote upon.
Yes, I think we can. I need to check with the security team at the courthouse to make sure there's nothing that tips someone's hand as to the security at that building. Does that make sense to you?
Have those plans been submitted to the Department of Homeland Security?
That would be up to the judge.
No, that's it's not her. Up to the judge. No, it's state law.
I know that, but that's part of her plan. She's in charge of the remodel, so she's driving this project.
All right.
So, a lot of these things have been suggested or recommended by, after an inspection by the sheriff of the
Indiana
Supreme Court, who came down and did a security analysis for us.
I know what you're talking
about.
Just
so I understand, so we were not able to see the materials that you were looking at because of security concerns?
I don't know what security. They're blueprints of the courthouse.
Mm-hmm. If there are no security concerns, then you're absolutely welcome.
Yeah, and we might just release it in sections of the areas that we're remodeling. So I'll have to check
What you based your vote upon,
mm-hmm.
correct?
Right.
Yeah, we can do that.
As is, it's very difficult to make a judgment about whether you made the right vote or not.
Sure. We're not trying to hide anything from anybody or, you know, preclude any transparency, but there are some things that, are, you know, have security significance that wouldn't be advisable to make generally public.
We don't tell people where the cameras are. We don't tell people where the, you know.
Just out of curiosity, perhaps you should have considered an executive session for this?
It has to do with approving a grant.
Okay, any other questions, comments, concerns? If not, I think we're about ready for the major topic of the night.
Did you vote on the motion?
No, we didn't vote on the motion.
We didn't vote on it, did we? No. Okay.
Thank you, Cindy.
We had a motion and a second?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Your second.
And we had discussion. So all in favor, raise your right hand and say aye.
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 Thanks, Sandy.
Right on top of it, Sandy.
We can jump into this or we can take a 5-minute break.
Okay. Anybody need to go to the bathroom?
Let's make a potty break.
5 minute potty break.
Jump into it. Let's see, there's another one. I'll give that to her.
It will be.